This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Just a couple of weeks ago, Bernard Goh of the 19-year-old Hands Percussion was here to talk about the need to reach out to rural youths to engage them in the arts. He organized a fundraising concert so that 1,000 young people could attend an international drumming event later this year in September. With me today is the founder of Souls Impact Percussion, Cross Chin, whose roots in percussion goes back to Bernard Goh's drumming group. Cross Chin is accompanied by Chi Fei Sung, a projection mapping artist. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Before we jump into talking about this event that you have that's coming up in KL Pack called Carpe Diem, I'd like to find out from you, Cross, since you were from Hands Percussion, you studied at the University of Wolverhampton in illustration, but you have decided a career as a musician. Why?
For me, actually, it's not only musician. I'm more like a performer. For me, it's quite similar thing, because it's art. When you're doing in illustration, it's you're drawing in a paper. And now I'm drawing in a stage. More 3D space, you know.
Actually, both of you studied illustration.
Yes, because we really enjoy drawing. Since we are little kids, we usually draw together. Then it's the era of the comic. That time we don't have a lot of internet and all those entertainment online.
So you have to draw to entertain yourself.
I have to draw to entertain, yes.
What makes Souls Impact different from other percussion groups?
Actually, you can say quite similar and then you can say quite different. Because my group is more like exploring in visual and then technology mix the music.
What does that mean when you say that you're more focused on the visual? Especially when you use drums.
Because nowadays, for all those theatre and then performing arts, their competitor is not only ourselves, like performing arts, theatre. Our competitor is like movie, 3D, Transformer, Captain America, all those bang, bang, bang things. So just doing the music thing is not enough already. Because you bring all these things into theatre. So all those audience come and see, they will expect not the enjoyment of the ears only. Maybe the visual, the eyes, the lightning, the movement.
Hollywood can do all these things simply because, one, it has a huge budget. Two, you are performing live. And with live, there are so many things that can go wrong and not quite perfect. In a film, because it can be shot again and again with technology, you can sync in things when they were originally performed a little bit out of sync. So why compete with technology when you are performing live?
Because of that, will make us more valuable. Because we cannot make wrong. We need to practice more and more and more. It's not like movie, you can shoot again and again. Actually, in the stage, you just have one time.
One shot at it.
One shot at it.
So how much time do you spend training your group for this coming performance?
6 months ago. But have this concept and an idea is like 1 year ago.
Chifei, are you part of this group or are you just a freelancer that they have engaged to do the projection mapping for them?
Relationship between me and Chun Kiat, actually, we are good friends. I'm running a company which focus on events, launching and projection mapping. So many of the time, we need performers to do our commercial show. So I will look for Chun Kiat to choreograph and my shows. So we work together for quite some time.
Even though you are not collaborating on a regular basis to do shows on stage, you are collaborating all the time in the context of your professional career as an illustrator who is doing projection mapping projects.
Yeah, illustration is my hobby actually, but my works are more to digital domain. Most of my works are on screen, on stage, and maybe on buildings. this is the first time I moved my work into a theatre setup. So this is the first time for me sell ticket. We have an audience, my own audience, without a client.
Does it make a difference that, yes, you know, when you were doing it as an event, you create a kind of projection mapping that the client wants. And in this case now, you are working with a performing arts group. You have to provide an input.
Actually, it's quite different.
It's quite different.
Because what Jifei do is like, got client, then all the client is like, want a short thing, like 2 minutes, then you need to bang, 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 then end up with a logo.
Very big logo.
Slogan. For my work, he don't need to do that. But he need to do longer timing.
Yeah. Usually my works are like 2 to 5 minutes, but now for Junkai Show, I need 20 minutes. In terms of technical, it's a really challenge for us to do a 20-minute show.
And the challenge comes from what? Trying to create something that's always changing, always different?
Yes, content-wise, yes. We need to focus more on the storytelling for the 20-minute show. We need to slowly bring the audience into the world of the performers. When you're in it, you know our visual language, then slowly they get to enjoy the show. But in a commercial, we only have 5 minutes or 2 minutes, so everything needs to bang out in a very short time. We have to catch attention very fast. Everything needs to happen very fast.
Do you have more freedom doing this kind of project, working with a performing arts group to do a show for the stage, as opposed to working with a client who wants a particular product?
I pretty much enjoy doing a theatre show because it's really a lot of freedom. It makes me stop and think, what do I like to do? Question I ask myself, I know what client want, but I never ask myself what I want, which I want to show people. This is really new to me.
In the context of your job, do you see yourself as somebody who's more focused on his skills or somebody who's more focused on what you want to say to the world? Do you see yourself as an artist? I guess that's the question I'm trying to ask.
In my career life, I focus on my skills. But very seldomly, I think to myself what I want to show to the world. Actually, my job is to impress my client, and I'm really good at doing that. So until recently, Junket, when he started the Carpe Diem Group, actually it's a chance for me to do something really different.
Going to your concert, what are you trying to express through this concert?
Actually, it's like the title, Carpe Diem. It's like, you just do what you want. Because for me, I'm 24 years old. I think I have quite a lot of experience in life. So I think sometimes you need to do, then you need to do la. Like this concert, is the inspiration is like this. Just do it.
You have 5 different pieces.
Yeah.
Each is saying something different. It's not, again, I'm going back to this idea that since you are performers, you are not just focusing on, I can do this, I can do that. But that at the end of the day, the skills are married to some kind of idea that you want to express. Carpe Diem sees the day, but the other pieces are not specifically about seizing the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. About the 5 pieces, actually, the first one is Carpe Diem. This piece is talking about our group story. Me and Zach, another co-founder, our journey is like starting by one person, then we meet each other, then we pulling all the resource together, and then the member together, then make this group stronger and stronger. So the first piece is our group story. And then the second piece, Tana Ae, this is the piece that actually inspiration from Bangkok Festival. Because I've been into Bangkok Festival, I stay there and then I stay with all those local people. I teach them. Then
you teach them drumming?
Yeah, teaching drumming. I feel like quite a different feeling. And then I meet a group, Orang Asli group from Sarawak Barrio called Kelapit. All these things start from this song. They sing a song and then this song, I heard it and I feel very sad. Because it's sang by a very old person, like 82 years old. And they told me, this person is the youngest who knows how to sing this song.
It's about a group that's dying, a group of people that lost its tradition. Only the old people are left able to sing those songs.
Yeah. So I start the whole piece with this song. Then I try trying to reach them and then ask them to teach me and then telling me the story about this song. Their generation trying to stop singing it because of all the technology, all the
which K-pop. You are using, yeah, which yeah, you are using yeah. to enhance your show with yeah. technology.
So it's already taking all these things from them.
So you have in total 5 pieces, right? Carpe Diem, second one is Tana Ayer, Stick Work, Out of the Box, and the last piece is Soul Impact, which is also the name of your
group.
The last piece and the first piece are in some ways linked together.
Yeah.
Who are you targeting to come to your show? Don't tell me it's for everybody, because the very fact that you have projection mapping, which we still haven't quite explained, well, yeah. some people might not know what it is. The very fact that you have projection mapping, it seems to suggest that you are targeting a younger group of people.
Yeah, because I want to make a balance for my concert. So I have quite a classical thing, like just drumming. And then something is like projection mapping for young people. So I want to balance it.
How many pieces would have this projection mapping?
Two.
Which pieces?
Tana Ayer and then Out of a Box.
Before we go, tell us, Chife, what is projection mapping?
Projection mapping, in a basic sense, is like a projector. You project a visual, a specifically measured visual onto a surface. Traditionally, the projector is we project onto a flat surface. But in projection mapping, we map it onto a 3D object like a box or an organic object like a human face or a building. We create visual on top of the surface. By using lights and design, we can make the surface, like the building can turn into a cave and a building can like bend the reality. It's an entertaining scene to watch. It challenges your idea of reality.
I'm trying to anticipate what I'm going to see when I walk into Pentas 2. What will you be projecting on in Pentas 2?
Actually, Jife will project in 4 boxes.
In the 4 boxes.
I make a special instrument. It's like the cajon. But it's by myself. We design it and then we try to make it got tuned. Like normal percussion is like one tune. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so I'm trying to make it like boom, 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 boom. Then we compose the song with the box.
So my visual go on top of the box, interacting with the performers. So when the performers hit the box, there will be some sort of interaction happen to the box, like a lighting effect, which the box and related to the back screen. Yes, everything is
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang. Sure.
Well, yeah. Thank you both. I've been talking to Cross Chin, who is the founder and artistic director of Soul's Impact Percussion, and Chife Sung, who is the man responsible for the projection mapping during the performance called Carpe Diem, which is a drumming performance, and it will combine rhythmic drumming with music and choreography and the collaboration with Chife to add the visual dimension to the show. Performances will be held at KL PAX Pentas 2 beginning Thursday, June 16th through Sunday, June 19th. Show begins at 8:30 p.m. Thursday to Saturday, with matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. And tickets are priced at 88 ringgit and 68 ringgit, with concessions at 48 ringgit. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.